Hi and welcome to Boom It's on the Blockchain. My name's Alistair Caithness and each week I'm joined by guests to discuss blockchain, Bitcoin, crypto, tokenization and everything happening in this space. Enjoy the show. Hi and welcome to Boom It's on the Blockchain. We are in our 92nd show and we're joined by a special guest, regular appearance on the show, Arpan Mondal, all the way from India, CEO of FTDAO. How are you, Arpan?
I'm good. We are progressing with our project and it's bull run time. You know that. Yeah.
Bull run time. So I'll bring up the FTDAO sign. And like, just for everyone out there, I'll bring along, look, we've got a little ticker symbol along the bottom. That's a new feature with StreamYard. We can keep everyone up to date with the live coin watch update. FTDAO trading price as of now, 0.01889. So yes. Since it originally started 1 cent, Arpan, it's nearly doubled in value.
Yeah, it's almost 89% up from where we started. So it's a long progress. If anybody could have invested, we have given a lot more return than what usual equity does. So, yeah. Okay.
Perfect, Arpan. It's on the way up. That's the main thing. So let's start things off, Arpan. I know you've been busy working away. I know you've got your other AI business and you're completing your master's in computer science. But give us a bit of and you went to an event recently, Arpan. So tell us more about this event you went to and who did you speak to and what was the interest about DAOs and FTDAO in particular?
So in the event, we talk about the DAO perspective, and it's positive in the world. Like, you're going to see major upcoming DAOs in upcoming time because it's all about, we have some preset rules and everything is on chain. So we have a record on each and every topic that we have. We can have a vote on each and every topic that we can have. So we are democratizing decision, which was so difficult for so long. And everything is on-chain, provides transparency to that democratizing decision. That is quite evident that we are moving towards an era where everybody has a right to say for them. Yeah, so that's a positive side of blockchain into DAO.
But the event themselves, which city in India did you go to the event? How did you get there? And who were the types of people at the event?
So we went to Bangalore, the Silicon Valley of India, where we talked about FTDAO and we pitched to them, all the institutional investors were there, the people who have been involved with Web3 and blockchain for last 7-8 years, who are not like joking around. They are the serious people in India. They have already built companies. They have already worked in multiple blockchain projects. So by representing them, getting feedback from them of what we are doing, one major feedback that we got is like nobody is working on ESG sector and democratizing vote on this sector, what we are doing. So that was one of the USP that we have, that we are targeting this $17 trillion market cap ESG and democratizing this entire era of this sector. And this is gonna go huge, like we're working towards it.
Yeah. So when you're going to speak to these sort of institutional investors who invest in sort of blockchain and crypto industries in India, how many people were actually at the event? How big was it?
Okay. So initially it was around 500 teams. From there, we got shortlisted to top 100. Then we went to top 25. Then we went to top 10 companies all over India by Entrepreneur India, if you know the magazine that millions of people read about it, Entrepreneur. So that event was hosted by Entrepreneur magazine, and it was the Asia's largest event, which was actually mentioned on their PR. So we made it to top 10 on Asia's largest event. So we can say that proudly, we can say that. Yeah.
And then it's obviously when you go to these type of events, it's the, you know, the ability to speak to people, to pitch to these events and make them aware of doing this as well. Of all the DAOs out there, how many were actually trading? Because I think it's quite unique that you've got yours trading already.
Yeah. So that was what gave us edge We are live on Azitbit. We are live on TokPi. So that make us proudly, you can say that people can really buy in more than 200 plus countries, where which all the projects are seeing us and telling, oh, we don't have a current live project. What we have is what MVP or a very pre-seed stage project, but we are a already working project where our voting is working, our coin is live. You can use our FTDAO token to vote into the snapshots where we put multiple proposals where you can vote for it. So we are live. So that's what gave us an edge, that our project is like standing tall among all others, among over 500 projects. So that's why we have seen that peak. Yeah.
Give a bit of background for people who haven't seen the last podcast as well. I know that you're working on developing a voting software on the Binance chain. There isn't really anything out there. Everything's right. Sort of done in the Ethereum chain right now. But give a bit of insight to how Snapshot works. You know, how does every token holder have his vote, and how does it work with FTDAO?
So how Snapshot work is, they are providing as a platform, as a service for voting. Suppose we are listed there as with other big companies like Uniswap, PancakeSwap. They're also having communities there. So we are following the same standard as those billion-dollar companies because we have a big vision. So we are using the same platform what they are using. So it is like you buy the token. It's FTDAO is on your wallet. So you go to that platform, use that same wallet to log in Snapshot platform, join our community, join FTDAO community. And now you can see the current proposals, the active proposals. Now you can go to the active proposals and can vote in them for or against or abstain. So you can, there are three options. So you can choose any one of them according to your will, according to your choice.
The other thing I think is interesting as well, that since we last talked, is you've set up the first sort of round of airdrops, but the types of airdrops you're doing a little bit different, as they're more like a participation token. So it's not just a case of we're giving you some tokens and now you can go onto the exchange and sell them and make a little bit of money. Obviously that option's there, but really the way you're doing this, Arpin, is it's allowing people to participate in the vote. So explain a little bit more how that works.
Okay, so why we are calling this as a participation token? Like, if I ask all the viewers who are watching this video, have you ever vote on chain? Have you ever have a direct vote on chain? Have you ever vote for a project and give them a democratic decision? No, right? You have never tried using cryptocurrency to vote on the projects. So we are enabling that. We are helping you to participate in that scope where nobody is giving you that scope. We are giving that. We're giving you the participation token so you can participate in the DAO structure itself, where you can participate to vote your opinion. So yeah, that's a big thing which you are doing.
Yeah, and I think when people think about it, there's I checked before you came online, there's just over 330 token holders now. You know, okay. I understand if you go to some, you know, the big tokens, you've got millions of token holders. You know what I mean? It's right, just like, okay. Yeah, what is there, the 580 million potential people out there own a little bit of Bitcoin. You know, that's the sort of numbers you're looking at, the biggest. And then it starts coming down as you go through the other token holders. You know, big tokens are usually tokens that are holding over 5,000. So the fact that it's over 300 now and it's sort of getting active. But the process of this happening, Arpin, so how can someone actually participate and get these participation tokens?
Actually, we are making multiple rounds of it. Like, there are silver tires, gold tires, platinum tires. So we're introducing that. We will have a strict protocol for that, like what you need to do. We need to follow our FTDAO's social media accounts, whether you write a Twitter thread, whether you will write a blog about us. So anything that help us grow, that we gonna have a structured way, we'll surely update that on next podcast, I think so. And we will surely have a more talk on that. Like, we will have a structured way of how we are going to allocate those. But right now we are we are giving participation tokens to all the holders, those who are actively in our community and actively want to see FTDAO grow. So
But I know from the first round of the airdrop or the participation token ARPIN, you know, it's getting done through Telegram, through Debojeet when he's the ambassador. Explain a little bit what Debojeet's doing. How can people interact with him and how can they get these participation tokens?
So what Debojeet doing is he's being responsible for the activation of the Telegram group, where we are having daily posts of in our Instagram, in our Twitter, in every social media we have. So he is actually responsible for our entire social media, where he is posting the same thing on the Telegram group as well. So to all the people who are as a member in the Telegram group, they are reacting to it. They are going to our social media accounts. They are following that. They are liking the post. So by that, which we are tracking the names and we are asking them to send their wallet address, and we are dropping the tokens directly to their wallet so that they could vote in our next proposal. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think for people, once, you know, a lot of people have got the tokens now, but you still have to register for the vote. You can't vote on anything that's passed, and you actually have to register. So even though, so if we make a vote today, ARPIN, about what's coming up next, you know, the participant, you have to be registered into it. So, and it's very easy to register, as ARPIN said. You just go on, log in, you register, you say, I'm going to follow this DAO. The software and the platform recognizes you're a token holder. There's no cost to the token holder. And then you're already in for the next vote and you can vote on it as well. Because it's sort of unique and new, you know, outside Uniswap, PancakeSwap, and a few of the big DAOs, you know, not many people participate in this type of thing. You know, ARPIN was 100% right in what he was saying. It's like, who's voted on chain before? You know, you could ask everyone in your network and I bet you 99.9% of people are going to say no.
Absolutely.
And that's what's interesting. And I'll tell you what else. I like the way you've set up the vote, ARPIN. So it doesn't matter how many tokens you've got. Everyone just gets one vote. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It doesn't matter whether you have 100,000 tokens. It doesn't matter if you have 1 million tokens or a one token. Everybody is treated equally in our community.
And the other thing that I like, and it was like Tushar's idea as well, that we set up, so everyone's going to get, who takes part in the airdrop participation, it gets 3.14159 tokens, which is actually right. Pi.
Everybody gets a pi of FTDAO.
Everyone gets a pi of FTDAO. You know, I like that thinking there as well. So that means everyone's coming in with the same, and you can start to see the growth of what's happening. And it's like everything, Art, just takes time. I was having a look at some of the other places it was indexed. You know, it got indexed in Blockspot was quite a big blockchain one. It starts tracking them there. Everyone knows CoinGecko and CoinMarketCap, but you don't instantly go on to these trackers. But CoinPaprika is now, that's one of the top 10 websites out there for tracking coins. Sure. And due to the longevity of FTDAO, it's not even been going for a year yet, which in crypto terms is absolutely nothing. You know, it's essentially just come up for 6 months or just over 6 months when it's been trading. But what that does is it allows people to start seeing the bigger token exchanges. And it was ranking at around about 6,500. And I checked last time he came on, it was over 10,000. So it's already jumped up. Now people say, well, Bitcoin's one, Ethereum's two, you know, you guys are at 6,000. But, you know, essentially it's growth that's showing that as well. And it's momentum as well. So just give a bit of insight to people for how these coin tracking portals track FTDAO.
So it's like we put our address, our token address to them. We send it to them so that they could live track our daily updates. What is the current price? What is the total volume? What is the total market cap? How many token is on liquidation? How many are not? Total current supply. Everything has been tracked by that one address. It's because of smart contract. Everything is on smart contract. So it is quite due diligent and quite easy for those coin trackers to get all those data feed directly into their systems.
For everyone out there, that's the sort of insight you've got to understand. It's just, you know, as something grows, and then if you're thinking of the exchanges, so, you know, ARPIN mentioned early, you've got sort of PancakeSwap you can buy the tokens on, which obviously is one of these DEX traders. But you go into the exchanges it's on, so it's TokePi and Azbit. And Azbit's probably the easiest one for people to buy the token on right now. But in order to list onto the big exchanges, you have to build up your community. It's not like it's just people just, you don't suddenly own a token and then now on Binance. It doesn't work like that. You know, so you think of a lot of people who are buying these tokens right now are day traders, people who are trying to buy and make money in the arbitrage. People are using type of AI software to trade the tokens, which creates multiple trades that's coming in there. Or there's the community of the crypto community who go in and buy into these tokens early with the hope that it's going to move on to bigger and bigger exchanges. Because as it starts to get on the bigger exchanges, the price goes up and the liquidity becomes there as well. And this is what these tier two exchanges are all about. You know, the majority of people on there are your sort of crypto heads, if that's the right word to describe them, who are basically going in and looking at new coins, seeing if there's some increase in activity, seeing as the community is growing, seeing if there's a price starting to increase. Then it starts to move up to the exchanges. People think, oh, this new coin's just come on to Coinbase, or it's just come on to crypto.com or come on to Binance. But it's been in the marketplace for 2-3 years. It's not just suddenly it just appears on the top exchange like that. It doesn't work like that. And, you know, what's interesting of working with ARPIN and getting involved in a token from its infancy is you really have to build this community up. And I think that's what's key with you doing that as well. So I know you go to a lot of these hackathon events out there in India. Do you have a bit of insight to people, you know, from America and Europe and that? You know, what is an Indian hackathon? How does it work? And how do you participate in these sort of events?
Okay. So in India particularly, what we can see, the major platform for hackathon is DevFolio. So where all the engineers out there in the college, they go to that platform and see what are the live hackathons that are working on. So we have ETH India, that's the major Web3 hackathon that we have in India. So basically, if I say that in India, we have a lot of ERC developers, a lot of Solidity developers out there, but there is a lack of Rust developer, what I feel right now, who are not building on chains like Solana, not building on chains like Binance, not building on chains like Aptos or other than that. So everybody is totally kindly focuses on Ethereum, building dApps on top of Ethereum. But yeah, people are going for newer blockchains. Like I eventually tried for Flow blockchains, created a cross platform for NFTs. And like I try newer blockchain. That's why you are able to see that FTDAO is on Binance chain. Nobody was on Binance chain, right? But we eventually started like, let's build on newer chains. Let's build a community on newer chains. So we tried that. And if I talk about more on hackathon culture, in India, it's primarily more about 36 hours, 48 hours, where people come, thought about idea, build about it within those time and submit it. So it's a quite amazing. India is a big, big, big developing nation in terms of web development, in terms of dApp development. Like if you see Polygon, it's from India. Yeah. So that's big what India is. India has a potential in Web3. India is building big. So yeah, we are looking forward to it. In multiple blockchains like Polkadot, like Solana, like Ethereum, like Polygon, these are the big names in India which are coming, going to multiple sectors, multiple cities, tier two, tier three cities, and developing and promoting what Web3 is. So yeah. Also, I would like to conclude one more thing, like multiple exchanges, multiple centralized exchanges like CoinDCX, they are doing event like Namaste Web3. They are calling all the entrepreneurs of Web3 in their particular city and calling them for an event, an exchange, because a networking event can help you your product grow. So India is growing big on Web3 and it will going to be big in the upcoming 5 years.
Perfect, perfect. You know, and then obviously when you go to the next hackathon event, Arpin's down playing a little bit, but you know, I wouldn't say superstar yet, Arpin, but when he goes to these events, doing seminars as well, he's speaking to people and he's building the community there. Arpin's speaking in front of 100 to 200 people and he's on the panels speaking about that as well. So it's given people this interest coming in, this young community that's growing into this this crypto community is all sort of merging to one. Just to sort of finish things off with the podcast as well, let's talk a little bit about the cryptocurrency market itself. Obviously, Bitcoin's back up above 70,000 today. And how does that affect FTDAO? And where do you see Bitcoin halving coming up as well, Arvin?
So the advantage of what market growing is, like, many new holders are going to come. Many people who are not into Web3 will jump into Web3. Like, let's buy some token, let's accumulate some tokens because market is going up. So that's what normal people do. That's what, like, you and I do. If market is going up, let's have something and take some good profit out of it. So it gonna obviously have a positive impact on FTDAO because we are seeing newer people, newer perspective of people who are coming into the market, want to invest in those currencies which are not very high right now, as what FTDAO is. The current price is 0.018. So people are gonna look for these cryptocurrencies which have a potential to go big in future, because these are the coins that gonna give them huge returns, like 1,000% or let's say 5,000% in upcoming 2 to 3 years. So this Bitcoin halving is obviously happening on April, and this will have a very, very, very positive impact on the entire crypto market scenario, because we have seen lots of big institutional investors have come into it. Like, it's a ETF has been introduced where, like, BlackRock, all these big Vanguard, all these big players are into the market. So if you see now BlackRock, they have almost 250,000 Bitcoins. They are believing long term in Bitcoin. That is almost $18 billion in their own portfolio. That's a big crunch of it. But if they are believing it, why not you? You can also believe in this market. So I see that's a full positive market in upcoming time, what I am seeing, and whole world is seeing, those who are believing in this market. It's going to go big. Yeah.
Yeah. And just to, you know, reiterate what Arpan's saying there as well, it's, you know, this is institutional money coming into Bitcoin now for the first time. Who would have thought the biggest buyer in Bitcoin would be BlackRock? A year ago, you would be thinking this is happening. 2 years ago, you would be thinking, oh, this Bitcoin ETF. But to come in and essentially buy, I think it's 243,000. It's just come up to 250,000 Bitcoin they've acquired. You know, I think on today's price, it's like, you know, 17 point something billion dollars. And that's who's bought Bitcoin. So, and if people don't understand who BlackRock is, you know, you just have to Google them, like 80% of the FTSE, 80% of the Dow, the major companies in the stock exchange, you know, BlackRock's their major shareholder. The hottest product BlackRock have got for their institutional investors in the last month has been Bitcoin through their ETF. Their institutional clients' hottest product is right now is their Bitcoin ETF. You know, and they've just end up buying it. They've set up their own tokenized fund as well on Securitize last week as well. So they're coming into the space in a huge way. What you're going to have is all these other institutional companies that buy into funds, etc., all wanting to acquire into the space as well. So you're going to see the space grow. And okay, people say, oh, well, you know, well, Bitcoin's 50% of the crypto market. Yeah, we understand that. We understand that the money's coming to Bitcoin. People aren't going to be selling Bitcoin to buy FTDAO right now. But, you know, once Bitcoin steadies itself, price of it 200,000, and it's not going up anymore, and FTDAO is in the rise, then people might want to take a little bit of their Bitcoin to do that. Arpan said, you know, all these young cryptocurrencies on the tier two exchanges, people want to come in early, because that's where the major uplift is. And I think what's interesting as well with ARP and, you know, working with the team out in India is, you know, this has been going on for about 6-7 months. You're starting to build up the community. If people come in, you'll start seeing all the messaging that's going across social media. It took a while to find the right partner to essentially set up the voting system. The fact that once you've got your own voting system running on Binance and running on other blockchains as well, it's going to open the door to more and more people coming in. And then essentially what might happen is people start using the FTDAO voting system. The good thing is the way it's set up by Arpan is there's no cost to the user to do anything, any voting and stuff like that. So there's no cost coming in. There's no gas fees to do this. It's actually free for anyone to use. And it allows you to just vote on chain, which is like super interesting. So that's been great then, Arpan. So it's a national holiday in India today. I know the podcast will probably be 10 days after it comes out there. So tell us a little bit about the national holiday to finish things off then, Arpan.
So we are having Holi, the festival of colors, which all over the globe know that we, like Indians, like to celebrate each and everything. So we are celebrating colors today, and we exchange colors to elderly people to show them respect. And we play lot with color. You can see those faces with here pink, here yellow, here blue, everything. It's the festival of joy. It's a festival of happiness. It's a festival where you come out of your comfort zone and play within those group of people. Entire enjoyment happens with colors in the sky, like everything is flying around. Like, it's so beautiful, so magical to see so many colors in your eyes. It's so mesmerizing, so beautiful.
Perfect. Well, that's been great then, Arpan, and I always love Arpan. Teaches a little bit about Indian culture every time he comes in the show. So absolutely. Thanks for coming on the show again, Arpan.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and then thank to everyone out there. You've been watching Boom It's in the Blockchain. My name's Alistair Caithness. Have a nice day.